It started with a croissant. That morning, the rain had turned the streets into mirrors. The city, smeared in soft gray watercolor, whispered of slow beginnings. Inside the cafe, the air was warm with cinnamon and Ella Fitzgerald. A gentle hush of steam then solitude. It smelled like safety. Eli stood in line behind a woman in a forest green sweater. Her umbrella dripped beside her. One earbud in, but she wasn't scrolling. That's what struck him. She was still. Present. Browsing the pastry case with a kind of reverence. As if each option held a memory. They both reached for the last almond croissant. Their fingers brushed. She looked up with amber eyes that didn't flinch. They weren't just eyes. They were thresholds, steady and unhurried. As if deciding whether to let him in. For a split second, Eli felt the strange weight of recognition. The kind you can't explain but only feel in the chest, like deja vu wearing a new face. He offered a small smile, the kind that wasn't merely polite, but carried a quiet surrender. Go ahead. Take it. Something else here matters more. You sure? She asked, voice even, almost amused. Positive, he replied. I'm more of a bagel guy anyway. She smirked. A private kind of smirk, as though the universe had just shared a secret meant only for her. Thanks, bagel guy. She left with the pastry. He left with the ache of something unfinished, yet also the quiet certainty that whatever had started wasn't random. They crossed paths again. Then again, once at the cafe, another time at a bookstore, once at the dog park, though neither had a dog. It began to feel less like coincidence and more like orbit, two lives brushing against each other, pulled by some quiet gravitational thread.